And Roy Iguodala with one sneak on Neil's 3-point. Put it in!
Mario Gusa got a hat trick!
Irvin's 2-3. That's good. Carry Irvin from downtown.
Bring out the buzzer. Buzzer! Oh, he blanks in the 3.
Allen for 3. Berries in the horn.
Goal! Lionel Messi!
Superb goal from distance. Lionel can show exactly.
The lucky song check. What a finish!
Golden State Warriors has just won 2015 NBA Championship.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
boys,
go!
Hello, welcome to today's Highlight Sport. I'm Sagaris, love sport, love radio CUC. Now let me have a brief introduction of today's program in Highlight Game. Billy and Jesse are going to bring us a fantastic game between Los Angeles Clippers and the Golden State Warriors. In Weekly Foresee, Sagaris and Jade will foresee the game between San Antonio Spurs and the Chicago Bulls. In Yo Ming, Claire will take you to the world of Formula One. And at last, a brand new section, Late Game, is waiting for you. This time, Yvonne will bring you the volleyball league held at our school gym. And also, he's gonna interview the spiker of CUC volleyball team. Are you ready? Now, let's kick off with Words for News.
Hello everyone, welcome to today's World Sports News. I'm Olive.
Glad to see you again, I'm Vivian.
You know, there are so much important sports news happening this week. Now let's first have a brief look at it.
On November 21st, Guangzhou Evergrande got a 1-0 victory over Al Ahly at home to win their second AFC Champions League title.
However, just 4 days before that, Chinese national team again got a goalless draw with Chinese Hong Kong, making our World Cup dreams nearly broken.
On November 22nd, in a much anticipated match, Barcelona got a blown up 4-0 victory against Real Madrid.
Golden State Warriors continue their performance, beating Nuggets 118-105 away in Denver to tie the best star record 15 winning streak in NBA history.
In the ATP Men's single finals, Roger Federer surrendered a loss to Novak Djokovic, making the latter win his fifth consecutive finals title.
Now let's check in details.
In the second round of AFC Champions League final, Guangzhou Evergrande beat Al Ahly 1-0 at Tianjin Stadium. It's their second final appearance in the recent 3 years, which means more experience than their opponent Al Ahly, who just made their first. Not surprising, Evergrande still looked the initiative on the whole, though Al Ahly made more chances than the first round. Alcassim became the hero again. He scored a beautiful game-winning goal, much like one of Bergkamp's classical ones in the last century. Fifth consecutive domestic league title, second Champions League title, no doubt an Evergrande dynasty is home.
Nevertheless, 4 days before this exciting moment on another court, China got a heartbroken draw with Chinese Hong Kong again. Just like the game in Changsha, our national team managed to control the whole match, creating plenty of chances, just again forgot to score. After this goalless draw, China still ranked third in this group behind Qatar and Chinese Hong Kong. Chances are that we have already said goodbye to Russia again.
In November 22nd, an essential match between Real Madrid and Barcelona raised its curtain in Madrid. To many surprise, this game totally belonged to the road team with 4 goals to give Real Madrid a strong hit again after a 5-0 victory in 2010. It's beyond one's wildest dreams to expect such result, because even several months ago, Real Madrid was once considered the best team in history. Luis Suarez became the home team's nightmare again to score 2 goals, and Neymar, Andres Iniesta also contributed a goal. After losing this big game, Real Madrid have been down for 6 points to Barcelona making their future, especially their head coach Rafael Benitez's future remains a mystery.
Golden State Warriors remains unstoppable after taking an easy 118-105 victory in Denver, not meeting much trouble. It seems to be routine for them to win. Klay Thompson got 21 points, 7 rebounds, and Stephen Curry, 8-for-6, only got 19 points, which is the first time the league MVP scored less than 20 this season. With their 15 winning streak to come, this team has tied the best star record in all-time history. And the thing is that no team seems to stop Warriors, and the record is likely to go on.
On November 23rd, in the last match day of ATP Men's Single Finals, world number one Novak Djokovic defeats Roger Federer 6-3, 6-4 to win his 11th champion this season. Actually, just 4 days before Djokovic won, surrendered 0-2 loss to Federer, but in the final world ranking number one, had a great bounce back. It didn't take long time and much energy for Djokovic to win this match, for his spirit is so high that even Federer cannot stop him. It is his 5th consecutive finals title, which no one has ever done before. Feeling pity for 34-year-old Roger, at the same time, we must say that Djokovic is still establishing his own dynasty.
And that's all for today's World Sports News. Thank you for your listening. I'm Olive.
I'm Vivian. Coming next is Holly Games. Stay tuned.
See you.
Hello everybody, welcome to today's highlight game. I'm Billy.
I'm Jesse.
Hey Jesse, what do you think is the most exciting game in the NBA last week?
Oh, that is a question no need to ask. It must be Los Angeles Clippers versus Golden State Warriors. Two organizations, both listed on the contender to championship this year, are showing off a typical Hollywood drama right beneath Hollywood, downtown Los Angeles. The game is filled with highlights that are most probable to be seen in the NBA 2K.
That's right. The game impressed everybody and is no doubt the most exciting game so far this year. There's a lot of celebrities in the courtside or in the big crowd. There's Steve Ballmer, the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers. There's Jay-Z, who is already out of his rapping artist career and is now leading a team as an agency NBA player. There's Kevin Harlan, one of the most famous TV announcers, and his voice has been spreading since the 1990s. And Reggie Miller, one of the best shooters of all time, as a member of the announcing team.
That's highlight enough, but pitifully, they're not the one that's standing in the spotlight. Those players on the court are. The game has been going up and down since the first minute of the game.
Of course, Steph Curry, you know, had to take the highest defensive pressure from the Clippers' defense. Once the Warrior wins the tip-off and Curry grabs the ball and dribbles up court, seems that everybody knows that he's about to shoot three-pointers. There are about three players moving around him. There's probably the best defender on court, Chris Paul, and an aging and the most experiencing Paul Pierce and Blake Griffin, the guys that's on the MVP voting this season. Curry dribbles, fakes, and dribbles, and suddenly pulling up, splash. There's nothing but a button up net. I was like, let's go. That's how a exciting game should be like.
As soon as Steve went cold because there's too much defense on him, Clippers did have a very well organized first quarter rulebook. Chris Paul got 18 points in the first and shoots 88 in the field. Since Steve went cold, another Splash brother, Klay Thompson, immediately stands out and scores 15 points. With the success defensive strategies Clippers take, they lead by 16 in the first quarter.
With the Clippers bench involved early in the second quarter, they continue to expand their lead. The lead by 23 at most. In the period, Clippers bench shows off a great depth and seems that everybody is involved in this game. And Clippers is destined to give Warriors the first loss of the season and end their 13-game winning streak.
Oh man, didn't you see that in the PRSC was out due to foul trouble? With Curry stepping back on the court, Warrior began a scoring run, but Cleaver still leaked by 14 in the halftime.
Two teams went back and forth in the third quarter. But at the end of third, Clippers went sudden death. They continued to make turnovers that cannot make buckets. Warrior just grabbed this golden chance, and by the end of third, Clippers only lead by 6 points.
At the beginning of the fourth quarter, it's a time for Warriors to get lost. They're making the same mistake Clippers made just a few minutes ago. Turning over, absent-minded on court, Clippers lead back to 10. There's only less than 6 minutes of the game, and it seems that Clippers fans at Staples Center are already making their standing ovation on their team for beating the defending champion.
It's not over. There's a guy that suddenly stands out. That's the last year's final MVP, Andre Iguodala. With two great passes by Draymond Green to Iguodala spotting up in the corner, Iguodala took the chance and nailed 2 3-pointers. The game suddenly went close, and this is just a beginning to unbelievable 3-point shooting contest in reality. With 2 3-pointers knocked down, Clippers called timeout. Coach Doc Rivers shouted to his teammate, "You must be smart. Do not take the fake and leave them open." Despite all the shouting and interest, Warrior this time just went on fire from downtown. First Clay, then Steph, and later Draymond Green. Everybody wearing their blue jerseys are knocking down 3-pointers. What happened to the Clippers on the other side? They're missing shot and cannot do anything defensively against the Warriors.
The Golden State, trailing by 23, has won. And they go to 2-0 against the Clippers in their season series. They close on a 22-5 run, and they become the 15th as you see.
That's a typical Hollywood plot, as what I said earlier. What a turnaround by the Warriors.
But let's say something rational. For the Clippers, their early lead is not a result of ball movement. It's just that they're having a hot hand. You see that 8-for-8 Chris Paul made in the first. Is there any shot he takes that's wide open? And there's more questions that needed to be asked to the Clippers head coach Doc Rivers. Since they're having a great depth in the roster, why they are still sticking to their 8-man rotation? Lance Stephenson did not play in this game, which means that he was benched throughout the whole game. And the same to Josh Smith, the former All-Star and slam dunk champion, who made another epic turnaround game last season in the playoffs against his present team as a member of the Houston Rockets, who has been adapting the plays as a substitution since he had cut for the Detroit Pistons. He is now the guy that's like a microwave oven who can produce immediately for his team once it's on the court. They didn't get much chance in this game. When the game is out of control, why Austin Rivers is still on court? Why there's hardly any lob passes and spotting up shots? Where there's just Blake Griffin isolated up top. There's a lot to be asked and a lot to be said and done for the Clippers.
That's right. Clippers never seem to get control of the game, even when they are leading by 23 at most. Let's listen to some player in the post-game interview.
No big game for us. Every game has to be that game for us. And just taking it one at a time, executing. Like Coach Walton said, we're making mistakes, but we're winning. So let's continue to try to win, but make up or cut down those mistakes.
When you're watching you start the way he started, watching the way the first quarter's going, what's going through your mind?
Just keep cool. Keep calm. I think I got a little too cool out there, but when things get a little hectic, you know, you, you, t- tend to speed up and get out of character and trying to get it all back in one possession, which would never work. Exactly. So you got to knock it down possession by possession, get stops, you know, 5 minutes at a time. You know, you take it from 23 to 18 to 12 to 8, and then it might take you 15 minutes, but you still, that's fourth quarter begins, and then you're like, oh, we're back in it. So been in the league a long time, seeing bigger deficits come back from. So, and then, but I've never been on a team with this much offensive power, so never out of
it. If you do not watch the game, please check immediately for highlights and plays data in this game. We will see you next week for more highlight games. I'm Billy.
I'm Jesse.
See you next week.
See you.
Hello everyone, welcome to today's live game, and I'm the reporter Ivan. Last weekend, volleyball leagues were held at our school gymnasium. During the 2 days, our school team, the volleyball team of CUC, was defeated by Tsinghua University and Beijing Normal University and won the first prize. On last Saturday, before the game between CUC and Tsinghua, Beihang and Beijing Normal University started an exciting contest. Let's look back on what had occurred on the volleyball court. Well, I'm done. And now I'm in the gymnasium to make a live game for all of you. The match which is continuing is between Beijing Normal University and Beihang University. And the point goes to 3-17. Well, the libero from Beijing Normal University make a fish dive but cannot take the ball finally. And the point goes to 6-24. Finally, Beihang carried off the game easily with their good play. However, the team at CUC fought very hard in 3 games, all in the leading case of lost the game. On Sunday, the match was more and more exciting. If the team of CUC beat the team of Beijing Normal University, we could won the third prize, or we only could got the fourth prize. First of all players were in good spirits, and we had a great beginning. What is broadcasting now is the live game at the beginning. Well, I'm Ivan, and now I'm in the gymnasium to make a live game for all of you. This game will decide which team can get to the third place. Now let's fight for the volleyball team of CUC. Soon, we won the first game with the excellent play. Nevertheless, the arrival battle back to 1-1 doggedly. Our coach called a timeout timely. Let's hear what they say. As the game continued, the score went to 2-2. Beijing Normal University chased the opportunity finally. Our team was defeated regretfully. Sagaras is the spiker in our volleyball team. We are going to make an interview about this match. Hello, Sagaras.
Hello.
And what do you think of your play on the court?
My play is not very good today because I just have a yield. I got something wrong with my body, so I think I lost my hand and lost my mind. I think I don't have I'm not doing the best job in the court, so I'm a little disappointed.
And so when the team was behind, what was your emotion on the court?
We gotta do is to do better in the defense.
Yeah,
because you should not make sure that you're not going to lose the point in any little foul.
Yeah.
So, first of all, I need to be steady and set a good ball to the center and make a better spike. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And After the game, how do you improve your skills in the future?
Well, more practice in the gym. We got 4 practice in the gym every week, so I can get 3 of them. So I think I will not lose the chance to have a better practice. And in many aspects, for example, the passing and the spiking and so on. These 2 aspects is most important to a spiker, right? So I need to improve a lot.
Yeah, more practice is so important.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for your cooperation. Wish the volleyball team of CUC could get better grades next year. And this is today's live game. Whenever our school team have the game, we'll report the game from the first line. I'm your friend Ivan. Bye-bye.
Hello everyone, welcome to today's Weekly for C. I'm Sagaris.
Hello, it's me again, I'm Jade, and glad to see you all.
Oh Jade, as an Arsenal supporter, you must have seen the game between Arsenal and Dinamo Zagreb.
Yes, of course. I was so excited that night. Although I have a really important class in the morning, I still stayed up late and watched the game.
I believe you all missed this game. And what do you think about the result?
Oh, I think they did quite well that day, and I want that they should burn their boats and go on next stage by all means. And now they grasp their chance. This game really gives their hope and confidence, just like the victory against Bayern Munich.
Yep, hope they can do a great job in next game.
Thanks a lot, and I think we are always talking about football in our programs.
Yes, and that's because you are good and you always keep your eyes on Arsenal.
I can't deny that, but today we are going to focus on basketball, and we invite a professional special guest, Billy.
Hi.
Yeah, finally the game between Chicago Bulls and San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah, and the game between these 2 giants will draw lots of attention.
Yes, and the most interesting thing is that Bulls and Spurs are all sit in the second place in their conference, and now we can predict that which team is better. So Billy, what's your idea about them?
Idea about what? About who's gonna win the game?
Yeah, about the result.
About the result, I have to say that I can't predict anything because they're 2 teams that are close. And the situation has been changing this year because in the past years, Western Conference is much better than Eastern Conference. If you put an A spot in the Western Conference to the Eastern Conference, that team would just top in 1 or top 2. But this year is just changed. 2 conference to the same equal. They're both have a lot of great teams. You know, for the Eastern Conference, some teams is rising up this year. You know, New York Knicks is not spotting up in the 8th spot, and they just drafted Kristaps Porzingis as their 4th pick. And this guy is just on fire this year. He is absolutely taking over the place of Carmelo Anthony to this game, to the team, and is actually making a lot of contribution to this team. And, you know, there's Milwaukee Bucks doing great, and Detroit Pistons, and Miami Heat actually in the 6th spot, and Chicago Bulls now is falling to the 3rd because they lose to the Warriors last game. And to the San Antonio Spurs, they're in the Western Conference, and he's actually ranked number 2 because number 1 is Warriors. They never lose a game in this season. And San Antonio Spurs is actually doing a great job in the offseason. They got LaMarcus Aldridge. They signed most of their main players, like Danny Green. They signed Boris Diaw. They give a lot of contract extension to Manu Ginobili for more years. And Tim Duncan is actually has been the best player in the first team for many years. And you know, if the teams are equal, it's hard to tell which game gonna win. But what I'm saying that I'm going to talk about those teams first, and let's talk about the Spurs. One is Kawhi Leonard. Have you ever seen a Spurs that's scoring 20 plus points in a season? It's been years you haven't seen the Spurs doing that. Kawhi Leonard has been doing great this year. He's actually on a hot hand. He actually is on a great start this season. He scored actually 21.5 points per game with 50%+ shooting and 40% from downtown. And he actually has a lot of great defense and many superstars like Carmelo Anthony, and, you know. Later, we're going to talk about Danny Green and LaMarcus Aldridge, who are not showing a great job, doing a great job in the roster this year. And okay, let's talk about LaMarcus Aldridge. He is signed as a pick and roll player to Spurs, and Tim Duncan as a center, and he must play power forward position. And I've seen a lot of video on Spurs this year, and he actually not picking and rolling. He is not cutting into the basket. When he is as a Blazer at his all-star year, when he's scored more than 25 points per game, he's actually just shooting outside. He actually just isolating outside and doing a lot of post moves. And this year, he has to adapt position as a Spurs player because the Spurs is like moving the ball and, you know, a lot of cut and passing and to spot a shooter and a lot of things. And he actually not adapting to this role very much. He has to take a lot of time to adapt to be as a Spurs player because it's so isolating. He's a great game. He gained those numbers by athletic. And let's talk about Danny Green. Danny Green is not the player he once was, and he actually is falling this year. You know, he once, when I was watching the first game, once he's pulling up the shot, he just misses, and he misses, and he misses, and maybe he just gets a little, some bucket in transition, and then he misses, and he just, Danny misses great, and he cannot make a bucket this year. And but there are still players that are, can do a lot of things for Spurs. You know, Tim Duncan, who has been productive many years, and Boris Diaw, Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, and a lot of players who can do a lot of things for the Spurs. And it is not over for the Spurs. That means that they're not going to lose the game that easy. And let's talk about Chicago Bulls. Derrick Rose is not the player he once was, and he just lost his penetration ability. And you know, in his MVP season, he can do a lot of penetration and just cut into the basket and make some layups and shots. You know, penetration would attract double team, and that would leave an open player. And if a player lost his penetration ability, he would just play a lot of one-on-one, and it is hard to score that easy. It is hard to score in 1-on-1. And when Derrick Rose lost his penetration ability, he actually lost 75% of his basketball play. And, you know, he cannot just jump shooting. He cannot just make jump shot and just put him back to the first level of the point guard. That is not going to happen. When you list this top 10 point guard in the NBA, you're going to name Steph Curry. You're going to name Chris Paul. You're going to name Russell Westbrook. You're going to name Mike Conley, or even Kyrie Irving, John Wall, those players. You can never mention Derrick Rose to back in top 10. You know, Barack Obama recently had just said that Derrick Rose has that ability to get back in the top 10 position as a point guard. Me personally, I think that it's not going to happen because he has too much injuries this year, and that injury became a hobby for him. He just won a 2 games, and then Derrick Rose out due to injury, blah blah blah. I've seen that too much. Nobody would like to give some those expectations to him back in the year he won an MVP. And let's talk about the switching head coach in the offseason, because last year they were eliminated by the Cleveland Cavaliers, and he actually switched like Tom Thibodeau to the newly head coach at Mike Hoiberg. And that guy, he is a rookie head coach, and he hardly has any experience as an NBA head coach. And then a big change the new head coach came into this team and made is that no player plays more than 39 minutes. That means that last season, Jimmy Butler played 39.1 minutes per game, and he actually scored 20-plus points. But people say that he consumed too much in the regular season that would leave a lot of bad performances in the playoffs.
So in this year, you can see that Mike Hoiberg is actually saving those energy for their key players like Jimmy Butler, like Pau Gasol, or even Joakim Noah. I don't know that he can play like a good guy he wants to be like. And I want to talk about Joakim Noah. He's actually scored a few points. He actually scored no points for Chicago Bulls. And he actually played some games for Chicago Bulls. And some guys just pop out and just see the man that Derrick Rose and Joakim Noah wants to be. Those guys were Jimmy Butler and Pau Gasol. And Nikola Mirotic was drafted in the 2014. He's actually be a key player to the Chicago Bulls team. And, you know, Chicago Bulls is actually a great contender to championship this year. Because what Tom Thibodeau left to Chicago Bulls is that they have a great defense. And Tom Hoiberg left. Tom Hoiberg brings to this team is that they will have a better offense. That will leave a lot of mystery for those teams to compete. And when talk about competing, we can see a lot of those key players that are in the same position, they will compete, like Jimmy Butler against Kawhi Leonard and, you know, LaMarcus Aldridge against Pau Gasol, because they were both tougher and they were both more forward. And there's actually a lot to say in this game.
Wow, thank you, Billy. Yes?
Well, based on the data, maybe Spurs will gain the upper hand in the game. After their 6th straight victory, they can conquer any team if they want. They killed out Denver Nuggets. I believe they can win this game.
I can't reveal that they win 6 games in a row. That was quite amazing. In that game, Tony Parker and Leonard did a great job. Tony got 25 points and 9 assists, and Leonard got 20 points and 8 rebounds. They put Spurs in control in first 3 quarters, but the team, that Bulls will not give Spurs a slight chance at their home.
You can be right. Bulls did a good job in the season 2. They won a 4th straight victory, but they mostly depend on Derrick Rose and seems that he cannot show up in this game. I think they will lose the chance even they have home team advantage.
Yeah, and Bulls lost 94-106 against Golden State Warriors. Without Rose, they did not play well as usual. Harrison Barnes got 2 3 point shots in a row while Bulls didn't get even a point. And even Rose, his former MVP, is recovered and stands on the court, I don't think he can change the result. And Kirk Henrich can't follow the step of Tony Parker.
Yeah, and there are another problem we can see is their bench is not as good as we think. We give them our high expectations, but they always prove that they can only be a bench.
Well, that's all for today's Weekly Foresee. This is interesting. This is the first time, and both of us think one team will definitely beat another.
Maybe we're right or we're not, but what we said is only one of those possibilities. If you want to know the results, just wait and see.
And this game is on December the 1st, next Tuesday. Don't miss it.
We promise this game will be fascinating. Bye-bye.
Hello everybody, welcome to this week's Your Man. I'm your friend Claire. Hearing the roar of racing cars, will you feel freeze up? This week, we're going to have a close look at Formula One. Formula One is the highest class of single-seat auto racing that is sanctioned by the Fédération Internationale Automobile. The FIA Formula One World Championship has been the premier form of racing since the inaugural season in 1950. Although other Formula One races were regularly held until 1983. The Formula One designated in the name refers to a set of rules to which all participants' cars must conform. The F1 season consists of a series of races, known as Grand Prix, held throughout the world on purpose-built F1 circuits and public roads. The results of each race are evaluated using a point system to determine 2 annual world champions, one for drivers, one for constructors. The racing drivers are required to be holders of valid super license, the highest class of racing license issued by the FIA. Formula One cars are the fastest road course racing cars in the world, owing to very high cornering speeds achieved through the generation of large amounts of aerodynamic downforce. Formula One cars race at speeds of up to 360 km per hour, with engines currently limited in performance to a maximum of 15,000 RPM. The cars are capable of lateral acceleration in excess of 5G in corners. The performance of the cars is very dependent on electronics and on aerodynamics, suspension, and tires. The Grand Prix will be held in different circuits annually. The currently used circuits are Albert Park, Bahrain International Circuit, Circuit of the Americas, etc. In China, Shanghai International Circuit hosts the Formula One Chinese Grand Prix at the venue, which it first hosted in 2004. Its total length is measured 5.451 km with its special shape like the Chinese character Shang. Here are some teams that participate in these Grand Prix. First comes Ferrari from Italy, which was famous for Michael Schumacher. Currently, their best racers are Sebastian Vettel and Kimi Räikkönen. Secondly, Mercedes AMG Petronas F1 team from Britain is quite competitive, with their top racers Nico Rosberg and Lewis Hamilton. Red Bull Racing from Austria is a fresh but vigorous team, and Daniel Ricciardo is now the best racer. Everyone who has watched Formula One can't deny that their heart will race, their pulse will pound, their perspiration will trickle down their face, adding to their acne by the second. The glamour of racing cars lies in the speed and the passion. Here's this week's Your Man. Coming next is Live Game. Stay tuned. Bye-bye. One way up. No way out, I give it up, all for the family.
Cast producer
Jesse Wang Qian,
broadcaster Zagaris Chen Yunkao,
Vivian Gong Yijie,
journalist
Claire Wan Hongjia,
Yvette Li Yifei,
Yvonne Liu Siyue,
Jay Wang Lu,
Olive Yang Xin,
Billy 刘浩鹏
，Laura 蓝瑞安
，Love One Love Radio DUC。
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。